Last week, the Library of Congress opened the files of the late Justice Harry Blackmun. They include some 500,000 items and a 38-hour oral history, and they offer a rare view of what goes on behind the marble columns of the court. NPR legal affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg continues her series with a look at what the Blackmun files tell us about humor on the Supreme Court.
Most of the business of the nation's highest court is deadly serious, involving life-and-death decisions in some cases, billions of dollars in others, and issues of morality, family, and community values as applied to the Constitution. But somewhere in all of that, there is humor. In his oral history, Harry Blackmun describes an incident involving the construction of a new bench for the justices in the courtroom. One day, several years after the new structure had been installed, one of the court officers came up behind Blackmun during argument and knelt down next to the justice's chair to whisper in his ear.
He said, I've neglected to tell you that in the case of commotion or shooting in the courtroom, drop to the floor. I said, what do you mean, drop to the floor? He said, I mean that, just drop behind the bench. And I said, why? He said, because there's a steel plate in the bench, and you'll be protected this way. And I said, here I've been sitting for two or three terms, and you tell me now?
The Blackmun papers reveal that though Blackmun's countenance was rather dour, he could be something of a wag. In February 1990, when the Chief Justice and three more senior justices were out of town, he circulated a memorandum to the remaining justices in the building, noting that by virtue of seniority, he was the acting Chief Justice.
It occurs to me that in this happy state of affairs, things ought to be done, such as reassigning cases and striking some as too difficult to decide, closing the building now for a week or two, scheduling square dancing in the Great Hall, and obtaining a court cat to chase down the mice, and Boris, who I am told is the rat upstairs.
Justice O'Connor responded immediately with a note saying, sign me up for the square dancing, and adding that she had some suggestions of cases too difficult to decide. Blackmun wasn't the only wit on the court. Justice John Paul Stevens passed on to his colleagues a satire on the court's decision allowing the U.S. government to kidnap a Mexican doctor allegedly involved in a murder conspiracy in Mexico and fly him to the U.S. for trial. The satire was in the form of a fake newspaper article that began, in a surprise move today, the Mexican government seized a U.S. official and flew him to Mexico for trial. The defendant was identified as W. Rehnquist and is reported to be a member of the U.S. Supreme Court. Rehnquist was attending a conference on treaty obligations when he was seized and charged with abetting the kidnapping of a Mexican doctor. His execution is scheduled for Thursday morning at 5 a.m. Then, too, there were events not meant to be funny, like the regular showings of dirty movies in the 1970s when the court was reviewing a lot of obscenity cases. As Blackmun put it, after all, if we were to pass on whether a film was pornographic, we should take a look at it. The showings, he said, took place in a basement room at the court, and he made it a practice to get there early because the tiny room was always jammed with law clerks and justices.
I remember one time Justice Harlan was there sitting with his law clerk up front.
Harlan was almost completely blind, making the viewing at best difficult for him.
I sat right behind him, and as the film moved on, and they're all alike, he'd lean over and say to his law clerk, and what are they doing now? And the law clerk would describe it, and Justice Harlan would say, you don't say, you don't say.
In his oral history, Blackmun also remembered some of the funny letters he got from the public, including those from youngsters like this one.
Dear Mr. Blackmun, what is it like being a judge? Are you the boss of anyone? Well, obviously, he'd been bossed around. How did you become a judge? Do you ever get nervous? From Patrick Jackson. Well, I always answer these letters, and this is what I said for what it's worth. I said, Dear Patrick, thank you for your nice letter of July 7. You ask what it is like being a judge. It is like anything else, I guess, but not too much fun. I am not boss of anyone. Everyone bosses me. And you ask whether I ever get nervous. I am nervous most of the time. Are you? I hope you are doing well at school.
And then there were the moments on the bench that nobody knew about except the justices themselves. When they were bored, they sent each other notes about baseball trivia, music, books they were reading, and even bawdy rhymes. Justice William O. Douglas was so smart, said Blackmun, that he would sometimes do other court work while listening to a new case being argued. One day, Blackmun said, there were so many books piled up around Douglas, you could hardly see him.
It was a pretty boring argument, and I sent a note to him just to keep myself awake, and I said, what are you doing, writing another opinion? And he sent a note back, yes, this lawyer was through 20 minutes ago, but he didn't know it.
Blackmun law clerk Pam Carlin remembers a day when she saw Chief Justice Rehnquist and her boss talking animatedly during the argument of a case. She saw the justices summon a page with a note, and a few minutes later the page brought in a big pile of books.
The justices opened the books, they gestured back and forth, they closed the books, and I thought, I wonder what they were looking at in this case. And the next morning at breakfast we asked the justice about it, and he said, well, you know, there was one of the lawyers being admitted. I said he looked like Leo Tolstoy, and Bill said he didn't, so we had to call for some pictures to figure it out.
History does not record who was right. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.